Hello, this is Jim Fry. I appreciate you tuning in to the doughforthedream.com podcasts. There's a bunch of other podcasts at doughforthedream.podomatic.com, and that's all spelled doughforthedream.podomatic.com. This is an update, a quick one, that I like to do from time to time, but there's longer, more extensive, and in-depth podcasts at that address. You can get a free ebook at doughforthedream.com, or put doughforthedream.com/store, S-T-O-R-E, and there's some products and ebooks and books about private financing, how to do a loan application, a CD, and hard money deals, and religious loan information, and all kinds of other books that help you find alternative ways of financing. When the bank says no, this will help you to know where to go. And recently I just saw some bulletins I want to share with you. The SBA, under the Obama administration, is able to waive the fees once again, to extend that to the end of this month. That means you don't have to pay the SBA fee. This can be up to 3.5% of the guarantee amount, which is 90% of the loan. So you can see it's for a smaller loan like $300,000. It can be several thousand depending on the structure. And as I mentioned, the guarantee of the loan is up to 90%. That means SBA will guarantee the loan 90% of it to the bank, so the bank is more willing to take a chance on you, the business owner. Also, people often forget that other than the bank down the street, there are other ways to find financing. Online, there are some dubious websites you have to be really careful of and do research. There are some good ones that I've done work with, and I'd be glad to refer you to and help you apply to. RaiseCapital.com, OnDeckCapital.com, I work with several times, BusinessFinance.com, LendingClub.com, and these are ways that are good sites for additional alternative financing. Whether you're a business owner, whether you're doing a startup business, buying an existing business, buying real estate, there's always a different way. You can get rented collateral to help you with your loan. You can use a compensating balance for a business, you can get a cosigner, you can even get your franchisor, if you're buying a franchise, to cosign your loan. Equipment supplier, if you're buying equipment off an equipment supplier, you can get them to cosign. There are ways for venture capital and private funds, lots of hedge funds, mezzanine loans that I've done. A mezzanine fund for a business, they had a loan in place. A mezzanine fund acted like a home equity loan on the business. So they had lots of equity, so we used the second position loan behind the first position loan, just like a home equity loan is behind your first mortgage. And we got some cash out for this person so he could buy some more real estate. I want you to just keep an open mind, and there's always a different alternative, no matter what your situation is, no matter what your project is. I do help people with financing requests, much like a broker. I can act as a consultant or a coach to you. You know what? I'd like to make one request to all of you. When you're listening to this and you want to be a business owner, you're doing the 9-to-5 thing and you want to go for the American dream of owning your own business, or maybe you already do and you want to just improve things, get a little more cash flow, see what your options are, send me an email to jim@doughforthedream.com, jim@doughforthedream.com, or call me at 724-238-9799. Give me some feedbacks on these podcasts. Tell me what you want to hear. Hey, Jim, I have this concern, I have this request, I have this question. I guarantee other people want to hear it too. Thanks for the quick moment. Send me your request for the next update, for the next quick podcast, and please listen to my longer podcasts, doughforthedream.podomatic.com. Good luck. continue to take action to move ahead to your goal. Thank you.